Okay. You're on the radio. 101.
I just want some skate. 99% are unhappy with their lives anyway.
Get up in here.
On the streets.
Full of problems.
Hey, have you surrounded? Come on, put your hands up.
From Exploited, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Well, good afternoon all. Welcome to Generation Annihilation here for another week here on CITR 101.9 FM. That is also 101.9 FM in cable, www.citr.ca. Online, my name is Aaron, and yes, this is the second part of a two-part special on the second wave of British punk. Yes, like I said last week, the Thatcher years provided some very good music. Some very angry times, but some very good, hard, and poignant music. So that's what I'm doing today, part two. And we started things all off. A lot of, we focused on the anarcho-punk scene last week, and this week we're focused on the, I guess, the more harder bands of the era. Some people call it the UK 82 style bands, because that's when things really kicked off. And we started things all off with the Exploited with a track called UK 82. That's from their Troops of Tomorrow release. Originally came out on Secret Records. And yeah, the track we heard, like I said, is UK 82 from the Exploited out of Scotland. And they never broke up. A lot of these acts did break up. I'd say, I think it would be safe to say about 75% of them got back together once the punk thing got big again in the mid-90s. And yeah, if there's something you'd like to hear, I've got about, about 3 hours worth of music here. So if there's something you'd like to hear in this vein, why don't you give me a call, 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. And like I said last week, we focused on the Crass Records type bands, the anarcho-punk scene. And some of these bands here were into that scene and were kind of intertwined with it, but other bands were like, this thought it was getting way too grim and gloomy. For instance, Crass had a song called Punk is Dead, and the first Exploited album was called Punk, It's Not Dead. Like, against what Crass were saying, which Crass weren't saying punk was dead. They were saying basically that big record labels and stuff were killing it. But, yeah, some bands just could not stand Crass. We're going to hear a band right now called The Special Duties. And the name of this song we're going to hear is called Bullshit Crass. And while Crass had a song called Fight War, Not Wars, The Special Duties slogan in this song is Fight Crass, Not Punk.
It's Mickey Fitz in the business. You're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. God bless you.
Brucus, you listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Yes, and we are doing an all-UK spotlight today, a spotlight on the second wave of UK punk. And like I said last week, we did all crass stuff and peace punk stuff. And yes, the peace punks had more in common with hippies. But some of these punk bands we're playing today had more in common with skinheads. Some of them were on the Oi compilations, and we just heard a song by a band called Crux, who are from Brighton, England. We heard a track called I'll Die With My Boots On. They were very short-lived, put out a couple of singles. Before that, we heard from the Ejected, East End Kids. That one appeared on the Carry On Oi compilation. They also put out a couple of records on the Riot City Records label out of the UK. And the Riot City Records label was formed in 1980 by Simon Edwards. And they put out 29 singles in total, 11 albums, and 4 12 inches. And yes, the sales for Riot City Records were over 200,000 copies. Now, considering that the media was saying, yeah, punk is dead, well, that's a lot of singles to be sold. And the Ejected put out a couple of albums themselves. Before that, classic from the Foreskins. We heard a track called Wonderful World, and that's from the Oi, the album. The Business in the set before that, one of the longest-running street punk and Oi bands, Suburban Rebels. Nobody Listened is what we heard. Originally came out on Secret Records, going back to 1982, and The Business broke up in the late 80s, got back together in the mid-90s. Special Duty started things all off with a Bullshit Crass from their Bullshit Crass 7-inch, Fight Crass, Not Punk. Special Duties took a lot of flack for that song, and they basically got banned from playing a lot of places. The Dead Kennedys refused to play with them. The reason why they put that out is because they thought that punk music was getting a little bit too wishy-washy and a little too preachy and a little too dim. With the Crass bands, because they were very gloomy and kind of depressing. Yes, but some of their stuff sounded happy too. So now we're going to hear some acts who had a little more in common with the Crass Records bands. One of them anyways. This is a band, and they started a whole movement in themselves. They're called Discharge.
From GBH, and you're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. We'll be right back.
Broken Bones, and you're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And this one is Annihilation number 3.
Millionaire, no one paying taxes for spiky punky hair. 22.50 Hi, this is Audie from Broken Bones, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And all I'm going to say to you is, fuck off and die.
All right, Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM. And yes, it's almost half past the hour, and we just ended things all off with the Partisans. That's from their self-titled release on No Future Records. And yes, that's like all this stuff is going back a ways, probably back to 1982. And yes, No Future Records label was formed about the time that the Riot City Records label was as well. And it was founded by Chris Berry. And he was turned on to punk through another person from the Cherry Reds record label. And the two decided to form a record label, and they put an ad in Sounds Magazine. Sounds Magazine had a writer named Gary Bushell that plugged a lot of that stuff, and they asked for punk and skinhead bands, and the response was overwhelming. Tons of stuff came out on the No Future Records label, including the Partisans, and yeah, the Partisans recently got back together in the 2000s, and the Partisans were all kids when they formed. Well, they were teenagers anyways, and yeah, they broke up in the mid-80s, got back together in the 2000s, like I said. And English Dogs in the set before that from the Mad Punks, and English Dogs release on Clay Records. Clay Records, the record label that was formed by Mike Stone. They only had a few bands, but the quality was good. I think they had four bands in total, lots of releases. Name of the track was called Max the Millionaire. Broken Bones in the set before that. Decapitated from the Liquidated Brains was the name of the track. That's a 7-inch on Fallout Records. And both English Dogs and Broken Bones were two of the purveyors that formed punk and metal. They amalgamated it, and that style later got called Crossover. But in the UK, those were two of the first acts to do it. And Broken Bones, not only did they go Crossover, later on they went full on metal, but yeah, they definitely did the heavy metal thing pretty good. And Broken Bones was formed by guitar player Bones, who left Discharge. Before that in the set, we heard from GBH, Race Against Time, is the name of the release. It's a brand new release, compiles all their Clay Records stuff, brand new for 2007, but that was from their debut 12-inch Leather Bristles, Studs, and Acne. The name of the track was called Dead on Arrival, and GBH were discovered by Clay Records label manager Mike Stone when he saw them playing with Discharge, and we started things all off with Discharge, Fight Back from the Fight Back 7-inch. I had a few requests today, but not for what we're doing today. Probably get to some Bad Brains next week, but we're doing all English punk today, all English punk probably from 80 to 84. So yes, let's get to some more UK punk, shall we? Because, yes, the spotlight today is on English punk, and we're going to hear some more stuff on the Riot City Records label. We're going to hear an act. They were around for a very short time, very short-lived, and the name of the act was called Ultra Violent. Got your back! Revenge! Retaliate!
This is Rap the Brookers. You're listening to CITR on 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Regulations here. Du lyssnar på CITR 109.9 FM in Vancouver, BC, Canada.
Die for the tree of other gods. We die, they are fun. Die for the tree. do, don't let them change your mind. Just do what you wanna do, what you wanna do.
Right from the Insane and Act Out of Wigan, that was a track called Last Day. They had their discography consisted of 3 7-inch releases, and I don't think anything else. They were a very short-lived but very good act out of the UK. Like all this stuff that we're playing today, The Threats in the set before that, out of Scotland from their Demos and Rarities release on Doctor Strange Records. However, that one originally came out on a 7-inch called Politicians and Ministers, going back to 1982. Instant Agony in the set before that, we heard a track called Everything's Alright, Instant Agony out of London. Before that, we heard from Disorder out of Bristol, a track called Violent Crime. They were one of the acts, along with Amoebics, that inspired the whole sort of crusty, kind of thrash sort of stuff. Chaos UK in the set before that, track called Army, and yes, they were on the Riot City Records as well, and yeah, that song, I believe, was from the Burning Britain EP, their first ever EP, going back to 1982, and they formed in Portishead, Avon, in 1979, and yes, they were one of the forerunners of the whole UK hardcore movement, along with the Vrookers, who we heard in the set before that. Yes, we heard the Vrookers with a track called Die for Your Government. That's on the Die for Your Government 7-inch on Riot City Records. Got to interview the Vrookers a while back. They played Vancouver, one of the best sets I'd ever seen here. What else do we hear in the set? We started things all off with another one on the Riot City Records label, Ultraviolet, Crime for Revenge. I think that one's going back to 1983, and the singer for Ultraviolet, Violent, went to sing in the English Dogs. So yes, we got about another 15 minutes left, and I think we're going to probably cram in, I don't know, I'll say another 4 or 5 songs. So we're going to hear an act right now. Like I said, a lot of these acts have gotten back together, and some of these acts never went away. This is an act that never went away. They are Peter and the Test Tube Babies.
We'll be right back. protected. Hostages free, won't happen again. Don't mess with the SIS. 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 Don't mess with the SIS.
From the UK subs over in London, England, saying hello, Vancouver, on CITR 101.9 FM. Don't stop listening. Support your local radio.
Line up, line up, line up and join the queue. For victory of death, to country and your comrades. War is full for country.
All right, winding up another edition of Generation Annihilation here on CITR 101.9 FM. And yes, hope you enjoyed all this UK punk that we've been playing you. And we ended things all off with the Destructors punk singles collection on Captain Oi Records. This one originally appeared on the Senseless Violence 7-inch. Wasn't until last year that all this Destructors stuff recently got reissued. Yes, Meaningless Names was the name of the song, and the Destructors, one of the, I guess, the lesser-known, underrated bands of the time. Yeah, that's why you didn't see their stuff getting released until just recently, courtesy of Captain Oi Records, thanks to them. The Wall in the set before that from the Punk Singles Collection, Ghetto, Riot Squad in the set before that, Religion Doesn't Mean a Thing, and I think that's from their second 7-inch, Riot Squad from Mansfield. ABH in the set before that, another very short-lived act. Their discography consisted of 8 songs. Don't Mess with the SAS, that was also on the Oi of Sex compilation. Infra Riot in the set before that, Out of London, that's from the title track from their Still Out of Order release, Still Out of Order. And we start things all off with Peter and the Test Tube Babies, Test Tube Trash. Moped Lads is the name of the track, and Peter and the Test Tube Babies, very long act out of Brighton, England. And we're almost out of here, but before we go, I'd like to say that most of these releases can be found on Captain Oi Records. They're great for reissuing stuff, even though the vinyl originally has been long out of print. If you're still after vinyl, Get Back Records is a good place to start. They've reissued a lot of this stuff at a very affordable price. My favorite website is Punk and Oi in the UK. If you want to find out anything about these bands, if they're still playing, they'll be on there. Great book to check out is Burning Britain by Ian Glasper, a discography of UK punk, or a, what do you call it, a, I don't know, we'll call it a discography of UK punk between 1980 and 1984. Great book indeed, very informative. I got a lot of information from that. And yeah, there's a show going on tonight at 821 East Hastings. It's all ages with Sex Vid, Margaret Thrasher, Strumsvict, Beelines, and Drugs, so that should be all right. And yes, the podcast of the show should be able to be downloaded at www.citr.ca. Our playlists are available at www.streetpunkradio.com. We're going to leave you with an act who are out of Blackpool, England. They're still going in one form or another, but this is with their original singer. He was in the band when they got back together in 1996. I think all these bands were afraid of what was going to happen. They were afraid of nuclear war. They didn't like living under the Thatcher government. Poverty and unemployment was in abundance, and this is a song about that. It's by One Way System. It's called Give Us a Future. Stay tuned for Power Chord up next. Yeah!
Hey, welcome to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Jeff, the Mel Pimp, singing for this week's edition of Power Chord. How are you folks doing out there? Hope you're enjoying the weekend so far. We've got some more stuff to play for you folks today. Just like I played last week, the bands on indie recordings that I got when I was in Oslo, Norway for the Inferno Metal Fest. Bunch of bands like In Vain, Vride, what's the other one called? Iskald and Tullus. For the bands that the album that are out already out in Norway. I'm not too sure if they're out in North America yet, actually, but you can check out through indierecordings.com. I'm also going to play some old school stuff, actually. I'm going to play requests from last week that I didn't get a chance to, because I didn't have it with me. Play some Slayer off the Seasons of the Abyss. Let's figure out what track to